Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. The first movie is Dream House. And Daniel Craig, well, he moves his family into a new house, but something is a bit off. He learns that maybe he's lived there before, and last time he brutally murdered his whole family. Then again, maybe not.
You live here and you don't know about the murders.
What murders?
The whole family was shot. The father survived.
Who did it?
The focus came down to the father.
Peter Warren Slaughter.
Everybody who lives in this house gets killed.
I love these kind of psychological mystery movies because it makes it okay to be confused and lost, and it's not just me that feels that way. Unlike my normal days when I sit in staff meetings and swear I'm in an alternate universe and no one else realizes it. Anyway, in the movie, you go on a mental roller coaster. Are they really who you think they are or not? Are you really where you think you are or not? And is this really happening or not? Great stuff. And if done well, you don't get too clued into the real stuff, so it stays compelling right to the very end. And not to give too much away, but this might be the very best psychological thriller of all time that will keep you glued to the edge of your seat. Or maybe it's not. Just keeping the mystery alive. Now into the next movie. Based on a true story, it's 50-50. Joseph Gordon-Levitt finds out he has cancer and only a 50-50 chance to survive. Everyone is trying to figure out how to deal with it. Him, his mom, his girlfriend, his therapist, and his best friend is Seth Rogen.
A tumor?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
that doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I recycle.
What are your chances?
I said 50-50.
It's not that bad.
You can't change your situation. The only thing that you can change is how you choose to deal with that.
Well, the movie is sadly realistic and pretty darn hard to watch, especially when you've just lost someone you love to cancer, but it is amazingly well done. You will cry, you will get angry, you will deny the guy could possibly die, and you will laugh like crazy. As it turns out, laughing is a powerful weapon, and they make it okay to laugh. And every single person in the movie is great. It's perfectly cast, even Seth Rogen. Yes, as you know, I'm not his biggest fan. Sorry, Seth. But I have to tell you, without ever seeing another one of his movies, this one will be my favorite of his of all time. This movie is full of inspiration and insight. My very wise friend always said, it is what it is, so live every day like it's your last, because it just might be. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, 50-50 is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.